商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky?
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。今天咨询顾问 Green 先生和 Virtual Games 软件公司的陈女士再次会面。他俩上次已经谈到了这家新软件公司的发展背景和历史。今天他们要讨论和公司开发的电脑游戏有关的产权问题。陈女士是公司电脑游戏的开发人，而他也雇佣了自由职业者来开发软件，并且拟写说明书。自由职业者的英文是 freelancer, F-R-E-E-L-A-N-C-E-R, freelancer。 说明书的英文是 manual, M-A-N-U-A-L, manual。他俩这会儿已经开始讨论了，我们去参加他们的会谈吧。请边听边想这个问题，是谁编制软件并且拟写了说明书？
Who owns the rights to your computer game?
My company retains the rights, of course.
Who developed your game?
I was the developer of the ideas, the characters, and the game strategy.
Did you write the source code?
No, I hired freelancers to develop the software.
Who wrote the user's manual?
Freelancers wrote the manual.
既然他俩今天要讨论的是有关产权的问题，所以 Green 先生一开始就提出讨论的中心。我们再听一遍他俩的一问一答。
Who owns the rights to your computer game?
My company retains the rights, of course.
Green 先生问，你们电脑游戏的产权由谁持有？陈女士回答说，产权当然由我的公司保留。大家知道 ,right 这个词可以泛指任何权利，但是在这儿却特指对某种产品的权利，也就是产权。Green 先生说 ,own rights to,Own rights to, 意思是对什么持有产权。而陈女士用了 retain 这个词，意思是保留。它的拼法是 R-E-T-A-I-N。陈女士说 retain the rights, retain the rights, 意思是保留产权。我们再听一遍他俩的这两句问答。
Who owns the rights to your computer game?
My company retains the rights, of course.
陈女士的答复引出他俩进一步探讨。
Who developed your game?
I was the developer of the ideas, the characters, and the game strategy.
Green 先生追问，开发你们的电脑游戏的是谁？陈女士回答，她是游戏的总设想、人物和游戏方法的开发人。这里的 idea 是电脑游戏的总设想，而 character 就是游戏中虚构的角色或者人物。Character is spelled C-H-A-R-A-C-T-E-R。 她的话里有短语 game strategy, game strategy is spelled S-T-R-A-T-E-G-Y. Game strategy 意思是游戏策略或者游戏方法。总之，陈女士是她公司的电脑游戏的总体构思者。我们再听一遍这两句话。
Who developed your game?
I was the developer of the ideas, the characters, and the game strategy.
刚才他俩的话里有两个词属于一个词汇家庭，动词 develop 和名词 developer。 按照构词法，动词加上后缀 er 就成了名词，做这个动作的人。 developer 就是根据这条规律由 develop 加上后缀 er 构成的。再听一遍这两句话，注意里面的 developed 和 developer。
Who developed your game?
I was the developer of the ideas, the characters, and the game strategy.
刚才陈女士说自己是三件东西的开发人，再听一遍是哪三样。
I was the developer of the ideas, the characters, and the game strategy.
她一连串说了三样东西。
The ideas, the characters, and the game strategy.
他说这一系列东西的时候用了相同的结构，也就是 the 加名词的结构，这在句法上称为并列结构或者排比结构。再听个例子。
The software and the manual.
根据他俩的对话，软件和说明书是自由职业者来完成的。Green 先生接着问陈女士，她是否也编写了源码。我们上次学过源码的英文是 source code。 我们听听他俩的对话。
Did you write the source code?
No, I hired freelancers to develop the software.
陈女士说自己并不编写源码，她是雇用自由职业者来编制软件的。听听 Green 先生还问什么，注意里面有我们刚学到的生词说明书或者使用者手册 manual。
Who wrote the manual?
Freelancers wrote the manual.
Green 先生问是谁拟写了说明书呢，陈女士告诉他是自由职业者。好，让我们再听一遍这段讨论，并且考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
Who developed the software and manual?
Who owns the rights to your computer game?
My company retains the rights, of course.
Who developed your game?
I was the developer of the ideas, the characters, and the game strategy.
Did you write the source code?
No, I hired freelancers to develop the software.
Who wrote the user's manual?
Freelancers wrote the manual.
接下来请回答下面的问题，答完了再对照一下我们提供的答案。
Who developed the software and manual?
Freelancers.
既然公司的不少工作由自由职业者来完成， Green 先生就考虑到公司和这些人的合约问题。陈女士和这些自由职业者目前只有口头协议，于是他俩要商讨书面合约的必要性。合约的英文是 contract, C-O-N-T-R-A-C-T, contract。 我们也能用另一个词来表示合约或者协议， agreement, A-G-R-E-E-M,E-N-T, agreement, 口头的，也就是非书面的，用英文说是 verbal, V-E-R-B-A-L, verbal. 所以口头协议用英文表示就是 verbal agreement, verbal agreement. 另外 oral 这个词的意思也是口头的， oral,is spelled O-R-A-L, oral. 口头协议也可以说成 oral agreement. 书面合约是 written contract, written contract, 或者 written agreement, written agreement. 好，我们继续参加他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题。公司目前和自由职业者有什么样的协议？
Do Do you have a written contract with your freelancers?
No. Our agreements are verbal.
No written agreement?
Just an oral one. Am I in trouble?
Not necessarily. Verbal agreements can be binding.
But a written contract is better.
Written agreements spell out the obligations for both sides.
My verbal agreement can be easily misinterpreted.
瑞恩先生想了解陈女士是否和自由职业者订有书面合约。我们听听他俩的对答。
Do you have a written contract with your freelancers?
No, our agreements are verbal.
陈女士说，他们的协议只是口头上的。听听他俩接着说什么。
No written agreement.
Just an oral one. Am I in trouble?
Green 先生听了再次问，没有书面协议吗？这样问当然是为了再次确定这个重要的事实。陈女士随即重申他们的协议只是口头上的，这回她用 oral 这个词来表示口头的。陈女士从 Green 先生的语气察觉似乎问题严重，于是问 Am I in trouble? 我是不是有麻烦了？听听 Green 先生怎么说，里面有个生词 binding, B-I-N-D-I-N-G, binding, 意思是有约束力的。
Not necessarily. Verbal agreements can be binding.
But a written contract is better.
Green 先生说 not necessarily, 意思是陈女士并不一定因而会有麻烦。因为口头协议也有约束力，但是陈女士认识到书面合约来得好，她实在的意思是书面合约比口头协议更好。下面两句话的意思其实是一样的。
But a written contract is better. But a written contract is better than a verbal agreement.
我们接着听书面合约究竟在哪一点上见长。而口头协议有什么欠缺？先学个短语 ，spell out，spell out，spell out 解释为详细明确的说明。再学个生词 ，misinterpret，m i s i n t e r p r e t，misinterpret。意思是曲解或者误解，那么 be misinterpreted 就是被曲解或者被误解。
Written agreements spell out the obligations for both sides.
My verbal agreement can be easily misinterpreted.
Green 先生说，书面合约详细明确地说明双方应尽的义务，而陈女士接上来说。我的口头协议很容易被曲解。再听一遍这两句话，注意其中刚学到的生词和短语。
Written agreements spell out the obligations for both sides.
My verbal agreement can be easily misinterpreted.
好，我们再听一次他俩这整段讨论，并且考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
What kind of agreement does the company have with the freelancers?
Do you have a written contract with your freelancers?
No, our agreements are verbal.
No written agreement?
Just an oral one. Am I in trouble?
Not necessarily. Verbal agreements can be binding.
But a written contract is better.
Written agreements spell out the obligations for both sides.
My verbal agreement can be easily misinterpreted.
接下来请回答下面的问题，答完了再对照一下我们说的答案。
What kind of agreement does the company have with the freelancers?
Verbal agreement.
既然书面合约比较稳妥， Green 先生提议陈女士跟她雇佣的自由职业者不签书面合同， 而且其效力要追溯到他们开始为公司工作的那个时候。签了这样的合约，那些自由职业者就不能要求享有陈女士对软件的产权了。在继续参加他俩的讨论以前，我们先学几个生词。追溯以往的，用英文表示是 retroactive， R-E-T-R-O-A-C-T-I-V-E， retroactive。要求享有产权，用英文说就是 lay claim to the rights， lay claim to the rights。 claim is spelled C-L-A-I-M。 我们这就要回到他俩的讨论当中去，请大家想一想，他们要用什么来代替口头协议。
I would recommend that you get formal written agreements with your freelancers.
You mean now, after the fact?
These will be retroactive agreements.
Retroactive to when they started to work for me?
Right. Have them sign written work-for-hire agreements.
And these will replace my verbal agreements?
You don't want your freelancers to lay claim to your rights, do you?
You prepare the written agreements, and I'll get them signed.
Green 先生根据刚才的讨论，及时向陈女士提出什么建议来了呢？陈女士的反应是什么呢？
I would recommend that you get formal written agreements with your freelancers.
You mean now, after the fact?
Green 先生提议，陈女士跟她雇佣的自由职业者该有正式的书面协议。陈女士听了以后说，你的意思是现在在事后签书面协议吗？陈女士的话里有短语 after the fact， after the fact， 意思是事后。这里 Green 先生是在建议他怎么做，不是在要求或者命令他做什么，所以他用了 recommend 这个词。 recommend is spelled R-E-C-O-M-M-E-N-D， recommend后面往往跟以 that 引导的宾语从句。我们再听一遍他刚才的话。
I would recommend that you get formal written agreements with your freelancers.
我们往下听 Green 先生说明合约的性质。
These will be retroactive agreements.
Retroactive to when they started to work for me?
他说这些是追溯以往的合约，而陈女士追问是否追溯到他们开始为我工作的时候呢？我们听听他的想法正确吗？再往下听他俩关于合约的讨论和意见。
Right. Have them sign written work-for-hire agreements.
And these will replace my verbal agreements?
Green 先生肯定是得追溯到自由职业者开始工作的时候，并且说要让他们签书面的雇佣协议。雇佣协议是 work for hire agreement， work for hire agreement。 所谓 work for hire agreement， 简单说就是受雇人完成某项工作，从而得到雇佣人一定的报酬。陈女士接着问，这些合约将取代我的口头协议吗？我们听 Green 先生和陈女士各做什么表示。
You don't want your freelancers to lay claim to your rights, do you?
You prepare the written agreements, and I'll get them signed.
Green 先生说，你可不愿意你的自由职业者要求享有你的产权吧？这里用我们刚才学到的短语 lay claim to your rights， 要求得到你的产权。这里当然是指公司软件产品的产权。陈女士听了这个话，马上毫不迟疑地要求 Green 先生准备书面协议，她要让那些自由职业者在上面签字。她说 get them signed， 其实就是 get the written contract signed by the freelancers， 让那些自由职业者在书面协议上签字。 再听一遍这两句话。
You don't want your freelancers to lay claim to your rights, do you?
You prepare the written agreements, and I'll get them signed.
好，让我们再听一遍他俩的这整段谈话，并且考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
What will replace the verbal agreements?
I would recommend that you get formal written agreements with your freelancers.
You mean now, after the fact?
These will be retroactive agreements.
Retroactive to when they started to work for me?
Right. Have them sign written work-for-hire agreements.
And these will replace my verbal agreements?
You don't want your freelancers to lay claim to your rights, do you?
You prepare the written agreements, and I'll get them signed.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再对照一下我们说的答案。
What will replace the verbal agreements?
Formal written agreements.
接下来我们要从头至尾再听一遍他俩今天的讨论，你可以有机会复习一下学到的词句。
Who owns the rights to your computer game?
My company retains the rights, of course.
Who developed your game?
I was the developer of the ideas, the characters, and the game strategy.
Did you write the source code?
No, I hired freelancers to develop the software.
Who wrote the user's manual?
Freelancers wrote the manual.
Do you have a written contract with your freelancers?
No. Our agreements are verbal.
No written agreement.
Just an oral one. Am I in trouble?
Not necessarily. Verbal agreements can be binding.
But a written contract is better.
Written agreements spell out the obligations for both sides.
My verbal agreement can be easily misinterpreted.
I would recommend that you get formal written agreements with your freelancers.
You mean now, after the fact?
These will be retroactive agreements.
Retroactive to when they started to work for me?
Right. Have them sign written work-for-hire agreements.
And these will replace my verbal agreements?
You don't want your freelancers to lay claim to your rights, do you?
You prepare the written agreements, and I'll get them signed.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。上一次我们谈了如何请求许可，今天要说说怎么回绝对方的这种请求。
You want to take a week of vacation to visit your mother?
Yes, that's right.
I'm afraid that isn't possible. This is our busiest time of the year.
Patel 先生不准许 Patty 请一星期的假，他这样说。
I'm afraid that isn't possible. This is our busiest time of the year.
他在给 Patty 答复以前，先重复一遍 Patty 提出的请求。
You want to take a week of vacation to visit your mother?
Patty 肯定这确实是他的要求，但是他并没有补充说明他要请假的理由。
Yes, that's right.
Patty 这个答复说明他也许对自己的请求不大有信心。他可能知道在大忙季节是谁都不能休假的，而 Patel 先生为了使自己的话听来婉转点儿，就这样引出他的拒绝。
I'm afraid that isn't possible.
他也可以用这样几种说法。
I'm sorry. I'm afraid not. I wish I could let you.
随后再加上为什么不让 Patty 请假的原因。
This is our busiest time of the year.
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great. Dr. Lucky 和我邀请各位再来参加我们的下次会谈，继续听 Green 先生如何和陈女士一起商讨保护他公司产品软件的知识产权。我是维维，这个节目由 Lucky 博士编写，维维改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。谢谢收听，各位下次再见。